Neufeld's here.
Okay.
Dave. Go ahead.
Well, Bob explained what you were saying about the stock market. I mean, I was wondering what was the reason. I mean, on the really just obvious level, it would almost be like people would say, "Oh my God, Trump's getting in power. Oh shit, let's bail." And then they would say, "Wait a second, he's an uber capitalist and loves markets and money and business. Fuck, that sounds like an investment call." Did that happen with any of them too? That they suddenly realized, "Wait a second, is he really the anti-business?"
A lot of shorts went long pretty quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, and really, because to be short, perpetual, a long short would just be say it's all just going to crash and go to nothing, which would be irrational.
Well, good triangulation would prove that point, wouldn't it?
Between, triangulation between...
The State of the Union now and when it all goes to shit in Shinola.
People are also, I think, seeing, too, that China doesn't have an interest in America going down the tubes. That other countries, in fact, don't. That it's not as much an adversarial thing that people traditionally might have seen it, you know, Russia against America or that kind of thing. It's becoming more nuanced. Would you say that's happening? Gradually seeping into the
more,
sort of public discourse?
Not so nuanced. More Lawrence Welkian.
The Lawrence Welkian thing.
It's in Bob's tiny note chart. It's in the chart. It's the one past the octet. It's the Welkian era quadrant. The Lawrence Welkian quadrant. And the one, and the two, and the three.
You know how he's had his so-called, Trump had his Gettysburg address, you know, a few weeks ago, where he's like, "I'm going to try and get serious and, like, let's actually talk, like, talk policy." And one of the a few of the things he said was, one of them was he was going to put through lobbying restrictions so that if you serve in government, or I guess the federal government, you then for 5 years afterwards cannot, like, give your services to a private sector people to lobby the government. And also that he would put a lifetime ban on foreign lobbying. Is he going to do that like he said he is? And is this going to be like a response to the Clinton Foundation and other groups like that?
It's not known yet, because it doesn't really matter. That doesn't really matter. What really matters is repatriating the trillions of dollars that are sitting outside of the U.S. You bring those in, and you're set.
What, this will be the money that he will use to fund his whole, platforms?
We're talking about paying off the debt.
Hey, Dave, yeah. Brian was telling me that. This is going to be the benefit that comes when Trump and Putin get together. A lot of the money is in Russia. It's all over the world, but a lot. And Putin and Trump will get along, and Putin will release the monies.
No, Bob, we were saying you were gassy. We said you were Putin. You were gassy.
Yeah, I tried to cover it up. I probably blew it by saying it. It'll all be fucked up, and the world will go inverted for another 6 months. I wasn't supposed to say that.
What is holding up the countdown? Like, is it the delay because of Michigan? Bob is holding it up. Why? Because he wanted to go to 294, and he's actually going to go to 309, and it's more, even more. Is this two even bigger landslide?
Now it's got to be recounted because of what we said.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hang on. How does this work?
Hear about the thing, and now the whole economy just shut the motherfucker down. He won't do what they won't do what's right. Just stop it. Blow it up.
The other day, Ion said to me, "Well, Bob, we meant 302 or something." So then it started going towards that. And then today, it's up at 309. He said, "Well, that's what we meant when we said 302, Bob. We meant 309. So I was trying to keep up with the facts. But I give him the 294. That was really good.
Well, right now, the New York Times has him at 290 because they're disputing Michigan.
So. Right.
They haven't finished counting yet.
I understand that, but... Is it true, I had heard, that one of the reasons is because there was voter fraud in Detroit? Because there's anomalies, they're like, well, how do we count these votes if they've been voted twice? And then sorting that out, is that causing a delay?
Nah, the whole damn thing is rigged.
Okay, we'll jump topics. Tell us about the spirit cooking.
Okay, first of all, you got to find fresh semen. That's hard. a lot of fresh semen. Well, if you're talking about a lot of fresh semen,
yeah,
good wholesome menstrual blood, mm-hmm. and you should get the blood from a very nice menstrual. That's who you should get. You need to go to take them to the blood letters and open up their carotid artery. That's where it fills the bucket up the fastest. And you do it in an art gallery, and they get extra bonus points. That makes it a tax deduction. You take a little corner and you paint it on the wall, what you're doing. Then you splash and cover the little statuette with the soup, as it were.
Of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then besides the tax deductions and audience and art stuff and having a job and occupation, any other gains?
It makes your emails famous.
So
will it, all over the world will read your emails twice.
Hey, Dave, that you know what he means. The spirit cleansing was done by John Podesta, and you know his emails are famous.
Yeah, yeah. You know the whole Dr. Beter sort of angle on this with the Bolsheviks and the white Russians and their power struggle, and then the Bolsheviks coming to America and making alliance with the Rockefellers. And now,
like black Russians better. Black Russians seem to be more tasty. Don't say colored. Don't say colored Russians. They don't like that.
Is there anything going on with that? Like, why do a lot of like the sort of Jewish establishment feel really threatened by Trump? Sort of neocons and that, like, see him as like absolutely anathema.
That's not true. That's not
no?
true.
No, I'm thinking like David Frum and those kind of folks.
Oh, who the hell listens to them? They're not even good Jews. They don't even belong to AA.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
So what, don't give them too much credence? Yeah, okay.
Even connected. And they can't even recite the Barakut. What are they going to do?
So what's being expressed then in that case? What are they expressing? Sick? They feel sick, personally?
Yeah. They can't run their own runnings.
What, they were sort of being influential in running things, and now their services aren't needed?
Well,
so they're
running, thing, running things of nothing. You're running things in the ground. You aren't doing anything. So
right.
Your job is to make sure nothing's happening. Okay, I'm going to get paid a lot of money to make nothing happen. Okay, so everybody, all they did was stay around all day and write goddamn emails. So good for them. Keep going. You got it?
Yeah.
Turn it up now.
And now what's going to happen? Those emails aren't going to be effective?
That's up to her empress's daddy.
Dave, that's Shannon. Yeah. That's me. He means up to Bob. So much is up to me, Nelson. So much is up to me. I'm thinking about CKLN again. I'm back in charge. It's Wednesday night. Hey, Mike.
Secret Counselor.
Mike on, Mike?
Election Victory Show. Major event.
So we have our guests, Tom Rich and Dave Neufeld.
And Peter Beter.
And we'll play my last interview with Dr. Peter Beter.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have May and Scully on, too. Anyway, it's going to be a great show, people. And Dave, what got me on that? Oh, yeah, Shannon, you know, you can listen to the actual recording of Who's Forgotten for Lynn, and you hear Shannon calling at the very end, leaving phone messages during the 3.5-hour extravaganza, 3 hours and 45 minutes. Very cute. You've heard those, Dave. Remember Shannon? She'd go, oh, my God, it's Garrett, you know. Remember that?
Yes.
You can go to 5by.com, listen to the final half hour where you hear Shannon leaving her phone messages. I mean, what was she, 1965? She's only 23 then, about 23, 65, 25, yeah, 23 years old. And then we played Garrett talking about Shannon. That blew her away. Anyways, so I'm in charge again, Dave.
Yes.
Club 22, right? See those, Dave? You know the Club 22. Anyways, I'm in charge. I got somebody on my plate. I'm responsible for everything. Whether to put Hillary in jail, when to release.
What are you
going to
do there,
play.
Bobby? What are you thinking now? What are you thinking about that? Let's start with
hold that stuff close to my chest. You know,
okay,
not,
of course.
This is not a press conference. I have to think about it for a while.
Bob's not the volume.
That was a good. That was a good movie. That was about alternative
like
radio.
She'd be locked up, Bob. What are you gonna do, Bob? Just ignore it. Just change the topic, Bob. Protect Hillary, Bob.
I was having a heart spasm.
Hey, Bob, about the volume.
Now, remember in 2009, Ion was talking about Trump, and you played that.
Yeah, yeah, mute. It's fine, Ion, fine.
No, bro, Ion's representing half of America. Don't fuck, hang on. We've only gotten to a few people so far. We have to hear everyone.
Right,
come
right.
on.
We can.
Yeah, eventually the other will lock her up for fucking running on our ticket and ruining it for us and having Trump elected. Yeah, yeah, blame Hillary,
right.
Damn her.
No, you can thank Donna Brazile for that.
After the failure yesterday, the day before, she comes out and talks to three people and says, we've got to get out there and get a million votes organized. She still thinks she's running the election bullshit,
yeah.
The deployment.
Yeah.
It's good to have all those idiots.
You know,
Dave, I saw a documentary. I don't know, it was a PBS documentary on Trump and Hillary, and they were showing the staff, her main people in her Brooklyn headquarters, and I never saw a bunch of losers, lazy, fucked up losers. I said, this woman's not going to win with these people. And
yeah.
It looks like my perception was accurate. I mean,
yeah, the spear cooking did not help.
And then you got to look at this Mrs. Omarosa, who was a reality person
Omarosa.
On Trump's show.
Omarosa.
And then she's a major person. She has a video showing this Trump day in the warehouse there and walking around. I haven't seen it all, but she's quite a controversial person. She's someone to look at. She's more powerful than whoever was running Hillary stuff. You know, whatever woman was running her campaign, you can look at this. Omarosa. Recommended for you, Dave, even though you never heard of her. Omerosa. Yeah. She's the new hot button right now, whether Trump will give her a staff position, because she was fired from the Apprentice show, three times. She made a lot of enemies, but also some people like her. And some major black spokesman said she's terrible, but another black spokesman said she's great. Very pretty woman. Worthy
okay,
of being
I
an IMET.
So what, they got along okay?
Yeah, she's a confidant of Trump. Apparently,
right.
I mean, we don't know anything. So remember,
right,
we're
so
reading
she might
bullshit.
Be a face. So, right. Okay.
Yeah.
On the What Youth you had played Ion in 2009, talking about Trump at length.
Yeah.
To not just an aside, it was like, let's focus on this guy as a phenomenon. And one of the things you were stressing, I think, if you're still with Ion, is how he kept going bankrupt, and Bob was scratching his head. Well, then where does he get money from if he's bankrupt? How can he make billions? What does he make them out of? So if it's now when he shows his tax returns that he's filed all these bankruptcies and that, a lot of people are going to say, fuck, we were conned. See, he doesn't have any money. He's not a billionaire. But will other people see, no, this is what we need right now. Even with nothing, he could make buildings be built, and we have nothing now, and so we're going to make our economy reappear. So we're starting with nothing. Would that be an accurate response?
No, it wouldn't be. It's not even about that. What it's about is controlling your power, coming into your power. If you have power, it's better than money. Most of the people that are bantering with his stolen tax return leak where he lost $1 billion, if you're able to lose $1 billion, you're in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the meme for Trump that a lot of people resonate with him as they see him as being an empowered individual and they want to perceive themselves as having that power as well. So he's like a role model.
He is the role model, if that's what you call it.
And will he be an excellent role model for everyone, do you believe?
We don't care.
Do you think he'll be perceived by society as being a positive role model, say after 3 or 4 years?
Oh, we really don't care about that. You know, it used to be fuck them if they can't take a joke, and now Bob says choke them if they can't take a fuck. In a cardboard box, living in a box. Oh, you want to play the Melba song, Bob, you love that one.
See, Dave, keep coming with questions, or we're going to have to play music. Dave, you typed all that stuff for 6 months, 6 weeks. Tell us about what are the Canadians doing. Did you tell me the other day, I didn't listen to the YouTube, that Canadians are now pro-Trump on the CBC bullshit,
yeah, they're
pro-Hillary
shifting
talk shows?
I think there might have been, like, the so-called closet Trump supporters or who weren't sure.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people feel that the media was deceptive, and so a lot of people feel like, you know, only dummies now will buy into the sort of official narrative kind of thing. So there's a really big shift. And so you're seeing that in the CBC article. They're trying to analyze how they got it wrong and how they couldn't predict a Trump victory, you know, and all that. And a lot of people were writing in and saying, you know, that's because you were putting out propaganda, basically. That's why it wasn't accurate information. What did you expect? And those people that are saying that are getting a lot of upvotes, whereas before, anything that was anti-Trump would have gotten upvotes, and anything at all neutral or positive towards Trump would have gotten downvotes, basically. And so almost overnight, the whole mentality and commentary is shifting to a great extent.
That's what Canadians do. They wait to see who wins, and then they root for the one that won. They couldn't even have cognitive thought when CNN says, well, we know that the LA Times has Trump up 4 points. We know that the New York Times has Hillary just in a dead heat, 3 points with a 4-point error of margin. So we here at the Clinton News Network, we have now devised a poll of polls. And then we couldn't get our numbers to work. So we decided to do the poll of polls. And what, he's gassy again. So how that works is we've averaged all of the polls since the second debate. We averaged them all together, and we got Hillary winning by 12. She's going to take it everything. She's going to win it all. So don't worry about it. She's winning. But now you be sure you go vote, because she's up by 12. It's a very comfortable lead. Then the people are out riding in the streets and says, the media told us that she was winning. She was winning. We didn't have to worry about it. And now she didn't. So it's the media's fault, because you all listen to the poll of poll of polls.
You know about that, Dave, the poll
of
polls.
But if you'd have listened, if you'd have been listening to Breitbart, see, you'd known all along.
Or even if you looked in the comment sections, too, you'd just see that this momentum was just so insane compared to the Democrat Party.
Social media?
Are you trying to say social? No, wait. Aya, are you trying to say social perception?
No.
Social perception?
No.
Oh, quadriphasia. Skinophrenia, new term. So yeah. Write that one down. Socio-skinophrenia.
It's like phoresis, where they take the white blood cells out. It's like phoresis and social.
Right. And schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. She got it. She got it. She's good.
So this is what the public's doing, trying to reconcile themselves of where they line up in all these media actors and where they stand.
Well,
so people will mutate.
They said, get your pitchforks and your torches. They just didn't know it was going to be the Democrats who were going to have to do it.
Yeah, right. It appeared before that the people with the pitchforks were all the disgruntled Republicans.
The
all
white trash.
At the gates. Yeah.
Belt followers. Ex-broken social scene members.
Yeah.
Broken social
scene. I forgot my thinking. Go ahead, Dave.
What, it was a medical question or something?
Was that very important. I need more data to get the big picture. I'm working towards the big picture. What'd you say? My gallbladder broke?
Was that gray matter or is that your gallbladder that's broke?
Okay, so the Americans are coming out. Now that Trump won, they're admitting they voted for Trump. The Canadians are just lying. It's like Russia. You had to keep your vote to yourself. If you're pro-Trump, you get beat up. Look at the guy who tried to protect Don Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk. They beat that little cripple up because he tried to protect the star from someone that already demolished it.
Yeah.
And he got beat up by these stupid kids.
And yeah, that's right. She. Did you see the video where she faked being
dead? I did. But it looked like she just lied that she'd been knocked over, and she thought, I'm just going to stay there for a while and just let the steam blow over. And they're all screaming, fucking you lying bitch, you're faking it.
Yeah, they're going,
and they were gross,
so they go, look, she blinked. She's not dead. Look, she's blinking.
Yeah.
And they're chiding her.
But do you know how many votes that... Do you know how many votes that got for Trump? And even right now, do you know how many people, probably all this riding the street, how many people are going, fuck, okay, I hope this doesn't go on too long.
Second term for Trump. They're helping Trump get his second term already. I say what screwed Hillary, and one guy, Jay Taft, agreed with me. In the last debate, at the end of it, Hillary, they don't shake hands, and she walks toward the audience, and like she does, she sees somebody and pretends to point to them.
Point.
Go, yeah, yeah, I remember you, Billy. Well, what
classic.
She did, she did her quack duck fucking hand movement. You know, they wave by touching their four fingers to the thumb. It's like a quack duck, a duck bill. She goes like that. Immediately, it looked horrible. I said, that's it, she's fucked. So I posted that, and this guy wrote in immediately. He said, that's right, I was watching with my father. And he was deeply disturbed by that wave. And he made us look at it five times to show how horrible it was. She made, for that simple, creepy gesture, the vote shifted to Trump. It's like the waving that goes on at the country clubs among the suburban matrons. She showed her suburban bullshit society pages, the Zappa song against the local family that runs the town on society and runs the society page.
Yeah, Bolshevik, not bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. The Bolshevik women. Anyway, she blew it with that hand gesture. So go look at the debate. Look at that little thing. When she did that, she showed her essential pinkness. And, you know, I'm just making this shit up, right, Dave? And this fucking guy calls in, yeah, my father made us look at it five times. See? You can just throw anything
out. Picked
somebody
up on
out
that.
There will agree with you.
Bob got his Doctor of Divinity from MSU.
Made shit up.
You know, someone in one of the columnists in the Star, Toronto Star today was, I don't have it with me, left at the restaurant, but it was filled with the whole media, you know, like, gee, where'd we get it wrong? It's fucking weird.
Okay, I've been saying for years it's the post-information society. The big existential question for everybody on the planet is, do we need news? The news is obviously bullshit. What do I want on my information phone?
Yeah.
What do I need to receive from the outer kingdom? That's the existential question. People like me would say we don't need any outer kingdom news sources. And meanwhile, I was telling me they're really in trouble right now financially. Nobody's watching CNN. Nobody's watching these media. They've blown it. They're going to have to start laying off people. So how much do we need information from anybody? Now, Ian has come in with the idea that that's all outer kingdom social mortar. And you should ignore social mortar. You should be very antisocial. Don't listen to anybody. Do what you want. And maybe not kill people, but Ian even allows you to kill people if you want to. If you've got the power to do it, go ahead. But it's a very anarchistic vision. That's what people are going to be forced to deal with. Or give in and go back to the old way, which won't work. This is the good news, Dave. Post-information society has become figure, and now it's a figure. So it was the old environment. Now everybody's worrying about it as if it's still there, and the hidden ground is Iondom.
Well, it's funny, too, because a lot of journalists are saying,
hey,
direct you know,
that Ion. I don't want to make him feel out of it.
Well, he can. Well, I am directing it at both of you, whatever. God, Bob, let it flow. That basically, some journalists were saying, we've got to be better fact checkers. If we present the facts better, then we can sway people's opinions.
Okay, ask Ion to comment on this, Dave.
That's obviously pretty obsolete.
Ask him about the post-information environment.
Well, what would be the role of the major journalists in a post-information environment, or will they have to get to other occupations?
We aren't in a post-information environment yet.
Yeah, you had a phrase the other day. Pre-post-information. Didn't you say something like that? Preternatural post-information society or something? What was that phrase, Ion?
Synesthesia.
Okay, we still got synesthesia, Dave.
Right, we're still very much embedded in it. Most people would say it is an information environment, not so much a post-information environment, because everyone's reading some
content.
It's just
not talking
to
you.
Stupid content.
I always say the interim meme is not talking to you. That's where people got mixed up. They think the election involved them. Mm-hmm. They think they have a say. They can't even decide who won. Well, Hillary got more votes and this other guy's president. Like, they're all fucked up. They never paid attention to the electoral vote until they lost. Now they're saying, well, we got to get rid of this electoral college and go with the popular vote.
I know, it's fun, eh?
People don't know it's a post-information society. They think they had an election. They believe they're Americans. They believe the whole setup. And they don't have any of that in actual fact. You have got four, five bodies and you know what I mean, all that stuff. I don't have to go into it again, but... And Ion's come along, and everything Ion says fits with the technical application of how to live in a post-information society.
So far. You don't change it every day.
What was that meeting like with Obama and Trump, the 90-minute meeting? It was supposed to be, what, half an hour, and then they ended up...
Well, he was a little confused. They have a copper bidet, and they had to show him how to operate the bidet appropriately. He couldn't quite figure out the name of how to...
That was like Bob, like, it took a while to explain.
And then Obama looked, and he didn't even know it was a bidet, and so they had to get somebody in there to show them that indeed it was a bidet, and this was how to work it. Once they got that down, then it was like, this is so good, you mean you can just wash your ass, you don't have to wipe? Yeah, and that's right, and then you do, and it's very amazing. They stunned. It's stunning. It was a stunner.
So that was a bonding experience that they had? Of sorts?
Pretty much.
So they felt pretty decent much after that? It wasn't a threatening environment?
Oh, yeah, it was very threatening. He's afraid
really?
He's going to get locked up, too. Yeah, shit, if he's going to get locked up.
Did he negotiate that? Did he?
Side.
Okay, did he
there's
bring that up
side
with Trump? Did he
yes
make a deal with Trump?
There,
he tried to make
yes
a deal.
He didn't make
did you get that,
a,
Dave? That's what happened. He says, look,
he
well, what can you give
deal
me?
He didn't make a deal. He wanted to, but he didn't make a deal.
Uh-oh. Big shit.
Well, Obama wanted
big
to make a deal,
then,
but they didn't finalize any particular deal. Still left things open.
Yeah, this is a deal to get him off, Dave, right? That he doesn't
right
get drawn into it like Hillary will.
He couldn't make any commitment.
What do you think of that, Dave? Bob, Hillary's going to jail.
Bob,
it's going to be like Marjorie Stewart.
Bob wouldn't answer the damn telephone. They called him for 20 minutes.
They were phoning me during that Bob meeting. The phone was going off. Well, I didn't recognize the number. I never answered it. But I guess it's still
and what
up in the air.
What about
Carolyn?
Is she going to want to get off the hook?
Numbers? Do we do these numbers? Carolyn, do we do these numbers?
Who are these numbers?
No, Bob. We don't. Who are
but
these numbers?
Well, what's the name of the Stewart lady who
people
went to jail?
Why are these people? Why are these Martha?
Martha Stewart. Yeah, we're going to have Hillary's going to be in jail. She'll make millions from her book about it.
If Martha Stewart went for, like, you know, what was it, $23,000 or something that didn't sound too earth-shattering,
yeah,
50,000 or something. So if Hillary add like a bunch of zeros onto that, then people will say, well, she should at least get the same punishment as Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
That would seem a reasonable
Martha
proposition.
Martha Stewart wasn't convicted of treason.
No, that's a little worse than insider trading, stock tipping, is it? I didn't know that. Well, does that mean she gets a bigger penalty? Not as night.
Well,
will Oprah's get to visit her monthly visit?
Not being an American, we can understand how you might feel challenged on this topic. But look up the penalty for treason in the United States.
I know,
so that's
you get
why she's buried in the Arlington Cemetery with her husband. That's why she's going to be buried in there.
So was she going to be in effect, sort of become like not an example? But by looking into and investigating it, she'll sort of show how someone would corrupt and come into government, and then they'll make safeguards to prevent that very thing from happening in the future.
Nah,
so the Clinton,
see, the
Clinton
problem
name's
is
not,
they like it. No, they like it. This is fun. This is fun. There's no trouble. They just show them how to do it.
Do you mean you can have a private server? Fuck yeah, I'm all about that. Give me one of those.
Got to give me one of those. And I can email with the POTUS anytime I want to.
Okay, Dave, I have
yes,
to
there are emails.
Let
there are
someone
emails
in here
from the POTUS.
Yes.
Is that you, Roxy?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Ask your question.
Congratulations, Ion, on your erection.
It was a stunning erection, too, we might add.
Yes, thank you. We have to thank you.
Well, we have to say, we're going to have to keep Angela Merkel out of it, though, or she's not going to make it.
There was a video on the internet, and the man said he's from the FBI, and this was the first internet revolution, that all the intelligent agencies came together to stop Hillary because of the corruption. Is that true? Is this the first chip body revolution?
Second.
What was the first?
The Bolshevik Revolution.
How was that made by the chip body?
They hosted it in Napoleon, Tennessee.
Ion, are these FBI Bolshevik-aligned KGB people that did the coup?
You hired them. You hired them. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, yeah, I did it. Another thing I did, Roxy, sorry. Or, no, good. Good work, Bob. So this is a major coup, like the Bolshevik one.
Yeah. You better get that, Bob.
What, that email? Oh, is that you? Okay. So Roxy, did he answer your question? Was it real? What did he say, Rox?
Is it real that all the intelligent agencies had to get together to stop Hillary? Is that true?
Well, they didn't. Yes, they tried to. They tried to align, but it didn't work. That's the rub. That's the problem.
What do you mean? That she didn't get in, Ian? Did you understand her question? Hillary didn't get in, and they were against Hillary.
No, they weren't against Hillary.
So the coup that she's seeing mentioned on the internet is pro-Hillary people.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely I stopped that with a little help from my friends. Mm-hmm. Ian's been telling me that all week. Dave, I do coups without even having to
think about it. You just led the second American Revolution with your cheap body.
Yeah.
Basically.
You recognize that, Dave?
Sort of. I wasn't expecting the comment.
Proprioceptive. Yeah. Note how Ian used the word proprioceptive or autonomic. That's the clue. I get a lot of stuff done by the autonomic. Therefore, I don't have to be conscious of it.
That's just kind of easy.
Okay, back to you, Rush.
I found it very interesting that Bob said many things are actually decided in parallel worlds, and that will be the explanation why many treaties have been done in Versailles and other of the castles.
Don't forget GATT.
GATT?
Yeah, G-A-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
That's like NAFTA. Yeah, that's a NAFTA kind of thing. It was done around the same time.
Oh, he's going to tear that up, too.
I was reading into the Paris Treaty, and it says it's made in the name of the undivided Holy Trinity. So who's that?
The undivided Holy Trinity.
The Treaty of Versailles.
Yes, but they're signing these treaties in the name of this undivided Holy Trinity. Who will be that? Hermes Trismegistus?
Did you hear that, Dave?
Yeah.
Hear the bing? That means orders coming in from the CIA coup. Well, you got George Reynolds' mental doodles.
Just don't. Oh, no, God. Yes, be sure to read that. Yeah, we need that.
There's nothing here. If somebody sent me something, it didn't show up. Weird.
Do this week's mental doodle.
Yeah, I've never read a George doodle. Let's see what it says. That's a good question. Okay, well, it'll be about Trump. What will he... You know who George Reynolds is,
Dave? He
doesn't
even know.
No, I don't
Dave,
know.
You know who George... Nope. He's the main guy praising and building up the Evergreens.
Okay.
He was the wealthy guy. I think you met him. Remember, he went out and heard, saw his amazing sound.
No, he was in the Willows. Norm, what? Sorry?
Yeah, yeah. Norm. George Reynolds. His home studio won or came second to David Geffen and those kind of people. Have incredible home studios. This is 12 years ago in the Head of Magazine. Yeah, he won it. And I thought you were in there with me. So, mental doodle from George, who praised the Ion back in February 11th, 2011, probably. He praised Ion, said they are the follow-up of the Evergreens. Ion is the completion of the Evergreens. He realized that.
What was the thing that he was involved with after the Evergreens, but it didn't quite pan out?
The Willows. The Willows. So he liked us for a while, but then I heard Greg's a good friend of his. He may have told Greg that Ion is not precise enough. It's too vague. Don't get good enough exact things. So he writes this, and I guess this is public. It's called Larger Than Large. My partner and I created an international business that generated almost $4 billion in sales. I didn't run the various countries. I didn't make our products, nor did I sell them. Then dot, dot, dot. When one has a larger-than-large situation, you have to rely on others. Their ideas, their opinions, their strengths, their weaknesses, their agendas, etc. So he says, okay, so what? In this highly unusual... Ah, look, he's talking about the election. In this highly unusual 2016 USA election result, many people across the world are wondering what comes next. He says, simple. He has a larger-than-large situation on his hands. He has to deal with others. That's where his years of larger-than-large experience come into play. He will do things faster than anyone, yet not as fast as he would like to, because, he goes, have I mentioned he has to deal with others? Their opinions, their fears, their private agendas? And then he goes, so relax and create your own larger-than-large situation. It's quite the journey, believe me. Then he says he's doing a lot on the subconscious, which Ion denies exists. It's the subconscious cross-index of select doodles. That's what he calls his column, his email, which sidesteps your filters. If we read only one more, so this one's called Gray, number 82. My brother, I met his brother. He came to our place in City Island. My brother was extremely smart. I always appreciated how he made me think. Once he said, quote, if a person is good, then you give him a raise and or promotion, unquote. I thought about it, wondering what was so very profound about that. A few minutes later, he said, quote, on the other hand, if they are no good, you give them some money and fire them. Again, I thought about it, and still nothing, says George. Then he said, quote, so how come people are good but not that good, and bad but not that bad, and you never quite know what to do with them? And George says, I smiled and said, Paul, stop talking about you and me. Good but not that good, bad but not that bad. Then George says, that is what reality is all about as compared to thoughts or plans. Not black and white, gray. There's a saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. When you believe you have everything planned, thought out, add just one more thing. Add gray to your black and white, and you'll be better prepared for what will happen. So that's the end of the doodle. Is that good advice, Ion, what he said?
Bullshit.
There you go, George. The Supreme Court has cast to the set to the cedar.
What?
You have a question, Rox?
I see even more clear this connection of the kings to Chem, to Egypt, and the alchemy. I had a dream, and today when I woke up, I heard disciple in discipling, discipline, and the boy says... disciple in. So I wonder who is this voice. In the dream, this voice was talking all the time, and it was like a master of the language. He was talking and doing many games with the words, like the things you do. So I see there's also a lot of archetypes, like the fire.
It was all past blue perfect.
But who was that?
His name is John. Mya.
Inmya?
Mya. His name is Armenian.
Is he French?
Is Armenian French?
Did he have any contact with Frank the First?
No, but you didn't answer our question.
It's clear also that Frank was an alchemist, because...
Bob, make her answer our question.
You ask a question?
Yes. You said, is he in France? And I said, is Armenian French? You didn't answer.
Yeah, he's not French. He's Armenian. He asked you, because he already said he was Armenian. He said, is Armenian French? Because you had said something like French, Armenian. He's Armenian. Armenian. Okay, go ahead.
No. Bob's eating. You disturbed
no.
Bob's
no, he's not.
He did. The fucking thing fell into the sink. Now I got to wash everything, for fuck's sake.
Wash everything. Jeez. Wash everything. Wash everything. Hose it all down. Terrible. Just look like a dog.
Well, okay, Kel, like stay out of the kitchen for the next 15 minutes. We have to clean up the whole environment here.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. Who taught alchemy to Frank the First? Was it Agrippa?
Mostly.
Mostly.
I was reading about alchemical coins. There are supposed to be like 36 coins that are made with transmutated metals in museums in Europe, and for some, there's even the official testimony of a king being present as this transmutation was done. There is one that is half gold and half lead. So are these coins really made with transmutation? Osmium?
Osmium. Mm-hmm. Karen knows all about it. There's a certain way to do it, so you basically stabilize the half-life. And she knows all about that. And those coins are a representation of that outcome. If you have, but they have to control the environment, or they become not stable.
And many of the coins have these magical squares, all these numbers. Is that meaningful
so
in any
you.
Way?
So do you.
What is the function of those squares?
Club 22.
Thank you, Ion. You know what Club 22 is? You know what that is, right?
I'm not sure.
That's Dave Neufeld and the rest of the guys in Toronto and the CKLN days. That's what I call them, Club 22.
Secret Council of
10. The CKLN, Secret Council of 10.
There are also these
hey,
two
Neufeld,
characters.
Neufeld left. Why would you leave? Oh,
no,
Neufeld.
Didn't.
Why would you leave, Neufeld? Get the hell back here. Tell them about Club 22, Dave. Tell them about Club 22.
I'm sorry. But if you leave your name and number and a brief but detailed message, you'll make you the sound of the beat.
Okay, Roxy can't put up with that shit. Okay, go ahead, Roxy. Carry on.
There are these two characters, like Nicolas Flamel and Jacques Coeur. They were both not noble, but they had fortunes that were as big as the King of France. They're not legend, they really existed. Were they really into alchemy? Did they really found how to change lead into silver or gold?
That's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, but did they do it, Ion? Did Nicolas Flamel do that?
No.
He did.
What about Jack Coeur?
Sir Fatty?
They say he could transform lead into silver.
No, gold, not silver.
Did he do it, Ion? Did he convert something into silver?
No, not into silver. It was into gold, not silver.
So he did it. Nicolas Flamel didn't do it, but Jack Kerr did.
Right. Yeah.
So when this guy, you said, Ben Moyer, what was the name? He's a master in language, and he does these games like you do with the words, putting many different meanings inside each word.
Yeah, so, that's weird.
Is that way of talking like a part of gaining your power?
It does refer to the same power, but it's not the same thing. It's the same road many have traveled. It just doesn't go to the same place.
When he said disciple in, what was he trying to say to me? That I have to be more disciplined?
Would help if you would be, yes.
But in which way? Because when I had these dreams, the next day I'm like knocked out, very tired.
Yeah.
So why could I do, Bob said I should take more magnesium.
Well, first you can't go listening to Bob. That'll get you messed up right there.
But last time you said I should listen to Bob.
How did that work for you?
Well, I think it works.
Okay, then go with it. Go with God.
I am asking you, what would you suggest? Would I take more magnesium?
A little bit more, yeah. And eat some squab.
What's squab?
A bird.
In which way does Trump relate to the builders, like the Templars and like Moses and Ofenelar, all into building things? What's the point of all this building?
Markers.
Is the wall Trump wants to build in the border a marker?
No, it was the blue wall. The blue wall that he broke.
What is the blue wall?
You know what
wall?
The blue wall is? Do you know? The blue wall is all the states that always voted Democratic. They're usually in the Rust Belt. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and that. Well, most of them voted for Trump. Shocking the digerati, shocking the news planners. They never thought that Hillary would lose in her own favored states. That's called the Blue Wall, and Trump knocked it down.
But, for example, in China, where the people are in the mountain, they build this big wall. So what's the function of these big walls?
Security.
Are they marking anything, or does that have to do with the parallel worlds? I have the impression the area of California is very connected to other worlds.
The whole, all of California is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's like a big portal or something.
Well, that would be called a gate. The bigger portals are called gates. But go back to the Great Wall in China. Ian's told me stuff about it, but I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it. So pursue your questioning there.
As I was reading about the alchemist, they all said the alchemists in China were more advanced. They introduced paper money before. But then somehow it's like they prefer to be isolated and stop using the fiat currency. They prefer to isolate themselves as to trade as much. Is that the mountain?
Mostly.
Actually.
Mostly. Good question there. Good question. So the mountain, these alchemists are more advanced than Western alchemy or any other culture, Ion?
So far.
Another thing they report is that they have to invite the salamander to the fire. It's like an allegory of maybe the non-physical working with them, because sometimes they try to repeat something or to do like maybe glass or metal, and they could not have the same result. And they said the secret was in the fire, because when the salamander came into that fire, I don't really know what they mean, it had another color and it behaved different. So what were they talking about? And also in Chambord, all these fireplaces and the salamander are so important. So what was the salamander they are talking about?
Protection. Protection.
Is it like the non-physical working with them? This other thing that they cannot explain, that they could not reproduce? It's not like scientists say...
That's what Ion means by protection. That's what you mean by protection, Ion, the non-physical, working with you, helping you.
Yes.
Because that will, yes, that will explain,
yes,
that even if somebody...
We got something.
Even if somebody,
okay,
sees how, what the components of the RNA drops, they could not copy the RNA drops because there's something else.
Correct.
That cannot reproduce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing with alchemy, that science says if you have the same procedure, you can repeat the experiment. But they realize there is some interaction of humans with matter, that humans affect matter, and they could not explain how that was done, that sometimes they could transmutate lead into silver or gold, and they could not, or something else. So I suppose that was the big discovery of the alchemists, that there is something else working.
Well, Ion, she's hit on a major point. You've said that most of the attempts to contact Ion or work with non-physical the way we are, they didn't get there because whatever they developed with their intuition or whatever never could be repeated or stay. Isn't that the difference between what we do and what they did, the alchemists? They couldn't make it permanent.
Right. It was all fleeting prestidigitation.
Yes, you said that word, and I looked it up, and that applies to someone in the Trump family. They're very good at magical tricks.
Mm-hmm. Sleight of hand.
So that is true. They could not make it hold.
In a proto-scientific tradition.
Now, would the next question be, what makes it hold? What were they missing?
Major strands that appear to be largely independent. When you stabilize the half-life of osmium, it's in Carolyn's notes. It's always always recorded.
Frank and Leonardo actually wanted to make like a laboratory, and in the dream, laboratory was like labor means work and oratory means to pray. So when I was listening to these words, I will get these other meanings very fast without thinking. And I had the impression this person could talk like this and put all these meanings in the words with no effort. So the laboratoire, I see Chambord like that. It was a big laboratoire. It was like a laboratory and at the same time like a big church.
A ritual, a prayer. A ritual, a prayer. And now, in the 19th century, I think it might have been Thomas Carlyle came up with the doctrine of work as a sacred activity. I think it was more medieval craft kind of work as opposed to the new industrial assembly lines. But that was a doctrine in the 19th century, that work was a form of meditation, I guess, or prayer.
Or maybe they thought there was some type of praying that will help them do their alchemy to reach their goals?
Is prayer an activator of success in alchemy, Ion?
No.
Well, the way you define word power, speaking, is that a factor in the success of alchemy?
Yes.
To make the alchemy work? So if prayer is silent, doesn't work, but verbal prayer would help. Or is it the concepts in the prayer that aren't, it's a less than approach, so it's not a useful use of words?
Basically.
Prayer. Yeah, so you got to use words differently.
They also have these archetypes like the feminine and the masculine have to work together and to create the child. And many, many things you mentioned, some words, some. So how were they getting all these things from you? Like the allegories, the archetypes. Many of those things are words you have mentioned, like the divine child and.
Mm-hmm. La divine enfant.
So they also use those allegories. But did they really knew what they meant, or you just put them there and support?
Mm-hmm. It's Zimbabwe.
Napoleon III did a lot of research on Saint Germain that lived in Chambord, because it's actually a big laboratory. All the archives of Chambord and all the documents of the research done by Napoleon III on Saint-Germain were lost. The research of Napoleon were lost in the fire of the Tuileries.
No, they were in the library. They're still around. Archimedes saved it. Bob's got a copy.
Archimedes is still alive. Okay.
Also, the archives of Montserrat, where Leonardo was learning alchemy, and Napoleon I was looking into. So they are, all these things are not lost. They were just hidden.
Of course.
By Saint-Germain?
Didn't say.
But why would they hide them? They were waiting for you to appear. They didn't want any other people to know about all this.
And the Deutsch.
Would that be, alchemy was a weapon, so it's like you have a major military advantage.
So maybe
have alchemy.
They keep
wait
that
minute,
because
wait
of the...
Wait, hey, Roxy,
but
I'm asking a question.
The
weaponry...
Nazis.
What?
Maybe they hid that because they knew the Nazis would look into that too.
Well,
this
is a more general interpretation. Listen, so Ion, the alchemy papers represent knowledge that was very powerful for conquering your enemies. So it's like a weapon. You would hide it. Is that accurate, that interpretation?
Yes.
Okay, so then were they hiding it
the
from the Nazis?
The madness and soil of that sad earthly scene.
Someone was asking about Nostradamus and the different quatrains. Which quatrain refers to Trump? We have the quatrain for Obama, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton. Do you have the name for the number name
10-3.
For Trump? 10-3. Okay, 10-3. Thanks a lot. Back to you, Roxy.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just really amazed by all these things that are in the Outer Kingdom, and just confirm everything Ion has been saying. Yeah, the mystery landscape is there.
Yeah, but you brought up the Nazis. So, Ion, did the alchemists know the Nazis were coming and prepared their...
No. No.
When the Nazis arrived, did the Nazis get some of the stuff?
No.
So it got successfully hidden. Okay.
But
back to you, Roxy.
Were the Nazis really connected to the Templars? Because they sort of...
No.
Did you ask if the Nazis were connected?
Back to them damned Amicis.
Did you just ask if the Nazis were connected to the Templars, Rocks?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the answer?
No. But they were trying to connect with them. And what about the war between France and Germany, where Alsace-Lorraine went to France and to Germany? What was that about?
Digging up bones.
Because you said some ascended people lived in La Loire and in Alsace-Lorraine.
Okay, Ion, the, what was that topic? I forget. Okay, carry on. I forgot.
So what will be the importance?
Wait, Ion's playing some music, I think. Ion's playing some music.
Yeah, it's like Mexican,
not.
North. Yeah. It's like border music.
Yeah. Was that Mexican music, Rocks?
Yes.
Okay, so, Ion's gone. He just left.